The current exhibition at the Mitchell Gallery at St. John's College in Annapolis is The Life and Art of Mary Petty. This will be on through December 15th. My guest today is the art educator at the gallery, Lucinda Edenberg. It's lovely to welcome you back. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Mary Petty might not be a name that is on everybody's lips, but The New Yorker is certainly something that's on everybody's lips. And she had this incredibly long association with them as a cartoonist, right?
Yes, it's really interesting because you're right. She's not a household name, except for New Yorker devotees from way back. And she had an interesting life. She was married to a fellow cartoonist, Alan Dunn, who had actually formal training. She had no formal training of her own, and he had started cartooning for the New Yorker the year after they were established in 1925. They were married in 1927, and she submitted her first cartoon. And so we do have some of his works, too, because it is the life and art. So it's interesting because she produced under 250 cartoons, but 39 covers for the New Yorker, and he produced only about 9 covers, but some 2,000 cartoons. So they were very prolific in different ways.
Having a chance to look around the exhibition as it was being hung just a few weeks ago, I was interested to see that it sort of falls into two parts in a way. So independent, free-thinking women, but then also lifestyles and attitudes of inherited wealth. So let's talk about those two aspects of her.
Well, that's part of what's fun about it. Mary Petty is really kind of in her own imaginary world with the Peabody family that sort of developed. And really the only people that are named are Mrs. Peabody and her maid, Faye. And Mrs. Peabody is of this aristocracy, really of a period gone by, but some of these attitudes still sort of persist. And Faye is employed, you know, by Mrs. Peabody, but she's a very independent thinker. And so you see her doing sort of capricious things. You know, Mrs. Peabody is playing the harpsichord. Well, who's playing the harpsichord in 1960? But then Faye is back in another drawing room and she's dancing. Or everybody's walked off from doing archery and Faye has taken up the guards and trying that herself. So she's employed and she holds up to that end of her role, but she has an independent side to her.
You know, now I think somebody like Roz Chast is very well known as a fabulous cartoonist. But I think that at Mary Petty's time, it's extraordinary that she had the kind of success that she did, given her period.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Because women were acceptable for printmaking at home or photography, you know, but commercial illustration, you know, was a whole nother ballpark. And the fact that Alan Dunn was so supportive of her work. And she was very reclusive. They were both very tight-knit within themselves and lived in a three-room apartment on the Upper East Side. And from what I was reading, it was several years even before the New Yorker offices ever saw Mary Petty. And after this period of time, the covers were from about 1940 to 1966, and people would kind of look for them. And I think it is sort of tale-telling about thinking about women in other roles other than just domestic chores, even as a wife or as hired help.
This is a wonderfully whimsical exhibition, The Life and Art of Mary Petty, who for 39 years was a cartoonist for The New Yorker. This is running through December 15th at the Mitchell Gallery at St. John's College, Annapolis. There's also information on the Mitchell Gallery's Facebook page. And it's been such a pleasure to speak to art educator Lucinda Edenberg. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.